following the PIP breast implant scandal. Now there's talk of bringing in tighter rules to regulate the cosmetic surgery industry and to give patients better protection if things go wrong. Elizabeth Cathy from Worcester had to have PIP implants, or they had to be removed, after they ruptured, and she thinks the plastic surgery industry has been glamorised.
It puts a lot of pressure on young people today, you know, TV programmes, and even the cosmetic surgery industries themselves, the companies, you know, they put these glossy adverts in magazines that young girls read and, you know, well, special offers on, and it's all, the profit has become secondary to patients.
So, would you get anything done following all this? Our reporter Alistair Binney's been asking.
Do you know anyone who's ever had any sort of cosmetic procedure?
Only Botox. No, I don't know whether that's a procedure.
Yeah. I mean, why do you know why they decided to have Botox?
Just to keep looking younger. And it does work.
Were they happy with the results and do they go back for more procedures?
Yes, yeah. But going back to the regulation, I think there has to be. Really. I think we have to be saved from our own stupidity, don't we?
Why do you think people more and more nowadays do go and have these sorts of procedures done? Do you put it down to a television thing, a magazine thing?
It's pressure, really, I think, that we should... young people take part in life more. Life's more interesting, you're more interesting if you look younger. And it's a shame. I don't know whether it's our culture in particular. We should maybe accept what we are and respect people as they age.
I've known people have teeth whitening, but never had any sort of more intrusive injections or anything like that.
When you get older, would you consider ever doing anything like that?
Probably not, no. I think I'd like to grow old a bit more gracefully, I think, than have that. But, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen, do you? I mean, never rule anything like that out, but I wouldn't have thought so, no. I'm not that vain.
Who knows what's been injected into your face? Who knows what qualifications the person has that's injecting that stuff into your face? It's the same as any other type of surgery. It's just not as invasive. I know no one who would admit to having that kind of procedure.
Because they're embarrassed?
Yes.
Well, Jonathan Stiano is a plastic surgeon in Worcestershire. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
Listening to this, what are your thoughts?
Well, I welcome these recommendations, and I agree with everything that's been said. In fact, I think it would actually make my job a lot easier if people realised that these procedures are serious procedures, because I spend a lot of my time explaining the limitations and complications of the procedures that I perform. When people see things on television and things are trivialised with advertising, it actually can belittle the problem.
And the impression is, Jonathan, that any old Del Boy surgeon can turn up and perform operations of this nature. Is that really the case? Is it too loose?
I'm sorry to say that that is the case. anyone can do it. And until now, it's been totally self-regulated. I mean, you have to be a doctor, you have to be on the general register with the General Medical Council. But with regards to specialist training, it's not really something that people really look into. And so people without specialist training are performing these specialist procedures.
Okay. So the regulation that should happen, what would be the easiest way to tighten this up in your view?
Well, the General Medical Council have a register of specialists. It's there already. And the first thing, and the great thing about the media attention this is getting, is that it's empowering the public and informing the public about these issues. And so right now you can go and check to see whether your surgeon's a specialist. But these recommendations go a step further to suggest that only specialist trained surgeons should be performing these sorts of procedures. And of course that needs legislation, which is what the recommendations are suggesting. But I think for the first step is to empower the public and to make them realize that they need to check whether their surgeon or their practitioner is trained to perform the procedure that they're doing.
And how do they do that?
Well, the GMC website, you can either search by the doctor's name, or we're all encouraged to publicise our GMC number. So if you have that, then you can check by that. And it will clearly state whether that surgeon is on the specialist register. And if they're on the specialist register, that means they've done a period of specialist training in a particular specialty. Now, that might be plastic surgery. It might be another specialty. But it's all there. It's all there on the GMC website.
Are people trying to just get a bargain? Is that part of the problem?
I think everyone's looking for a bargain in everything. But I must say, recently I've noticed a shift to people being actually less price sensitive. I think the PIP implants has made people realise that perhaps when matters of your health, that price is not the major driving factor. And so I've noted a shift where people are less interested in price, and they're becoming more educated and more interested in knowing what implants you're going to use, what training you've had, how many of these have you done. And that's a good thing.
Okay. Jonathan, thank you. Jonathan Stiano, a plastic surgeon in Worcestershire. If you've been affected by this, if you've had problems and indeed are currently following up previous procedure with any operation or consultation that may need to be had now following all